Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Sacrifice is a gift, the fruit of the lips, part two. Yesterday we spoke of fruit of the lips, a sacrifice of praise. I want to say something further, that sacrifice is a gift to God, a gift of what you say and give. He is worthy, and we are not. In pulling some research, it says a sacrifice is something important or precious that is given up for the sake of gaining something or allowing something. The term sacrifice derives from the Latin sacrificium. It usually implies doing without something or giving something up. Parents make sacrifices for their children. We see soldiers go to war to serve our country, and many sacrifice a limb, and too many, their life for our country. But the original use of the term was religious and referenced an offering to God. In a sense, what is always offered in sacrifice in one form or another is life itself. Sacrifice is a celebration of life, a recognition of God's divine and imperishable nature. We lay down our life, our way of thinking, our way of wanting something, a pleasure, an indulgence, maybe good or not so. Scripture says that human beings have a mind that makes them enemies of God. Colossians 1:21. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jesus did not merely die for one enemy named Barabbas, but for the whole Barabbas race. He exchanged his place for all our fatal places. He didn't just die for his friends, but for his enemies. Who does that? Jesus sacrificed and took your place in mine. Our sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, references our dying to our old self and being reborn of spirit, to worship God, to acknowledge who he is. Let's take this to a deeper level. Will we lay down our lives for Jesus? The early monks said yes. Many missionaries said yes when they left the safety of home and went to the ends of the earth to spread the good news. Okay, so you don't feel a calling to leave it all like Peter and the fishermen did, or the call of the mission fields into a third world country. Today we face the same challenges in our daily lives, in our homes, workplaces, churches, and neighborhood. It calls for the death of self and the display of love that is willing to lay down life, making costly and painful sacrifices for family, friends, strangers, even enemies. What is the song on your lips? What is your sacrifice of praise? It is pretty easy when life is pretty good and we don't need as much. We become satisfied in my life. Paul was willing to exchange, if it were possible, blessings for curses for the sake of his fellow Jews, Romans 9:3. The way of the cross is indeed paved with such self-giving love, found in Christ who wants to live in us. Sacrifice is surrendering your life to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go through the list of people you know. Who among them would you sacrifice yourself to die for? And then why them and not others? Jesus says we will keep changing until we become like him. I believe as our love grows, our commitment grows. Our obedience grows. Our expression of faith grows. Andrew Murray said, If there is anything holding you back or any sacrifice you are afraid of making, is there? Come to God now and prove how gracious your God is. When God has begun the work of absolute surrender in you, and when God has accepted your surrender, then God holds himself bound to care for it and to keep it. Think about that. When you lay the hurt, the grief, the heartache for another, the pain that they caused you down at the altar of grace, God takes that sacrifice of praise and worship. He takes the fruit of your lips as a sweet incense, and they become his to lovingly care for and take responsibility for. Who can you trust more than God? You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. Can you hear his voice saying, I understand the difficulties you're facing, but remember, I am your strength and your song. I am strong enough to carry you when you feel as if you can go no further. I even enable you to sing with me on good days and bad days. I, your song, can fill you with joy. Make it a Jesus-filled day.